Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Voke Bike Podcast. I'm your host, Brendan Hausler. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. These short 8 to 15 minute podcasts cover a wide range of topics to help you get faster, whether you're looking to win a national championship, finish Leadville, crush Tulsa Tough, get on a Gravel Worlds podium, or simply drop your friends. If we've never met, I'm the co-founder and president of Evoke Bike. I've been coaching athletes since 2010, and I've trained with Power for over 150,000 miles. I've also won 3 Masters National Championships, but I'm mostly proud of my nearly 100 Pro 1 podiums simply because it shows my consistency in the game and my hunger to get better for not only myself, but the Evoke community, which includes you. If you enjoy these podcasts, please leave us a review on Apple or follow and download the episodes from Spotify. And if you want to take your support to the next level, please click the support link at the bottom of this podcast, where your donation will help us pay for everything that helps to keep this free podcast going. Now to the show. Hey, what's up, everybody? So I got a great follow-up question from, I guess, the podcast I posted on April 21st, where I was talking about scientific studies and really reminding you to do your own research and make sure that they apply to you and your training and to really look into them. What I said, I guess I left some T's not crossed and some I's undotted because I want to make sure science is important. And a lot of the things that we do with coaching is based on things that we've learned through general endurance knowledge from people that are either in a lab, people that have worked with really smart people, and there's a lot of concepts that come from studies based on general physiology and sport. With that being said, let me read through this guy's email because I definitely did not clarify my main message of people will read a study, and I've read people post these type of things where even at the end of the study, it says, hey, while this is interesting, much more in-depth follow-up would be needed. You can usually find this at the end of the conclusion section of a study. That usually happens when there's a very small sample size. So they're saying, hey, this is pretty interesting what we found, but in order to make sure that this is statistically significant before we can really say that this is our hypothesis is correct, like we need to do more research. So this person wrote in and said, and sorry, this email is very long, so I'm trying to pick out the important points without making this a 40-minute podcast talking about a previous podcast. The podcast came across somewhat confusing or at least incomplete. I realize you're trying to keep them short, but your basic point about studies and the annoyance of endlessly citing them in support of any and all training claims were, number one, there are studies in support of virtually any training-related thesis or against it, and that for those for and against, you can find plenty of bibliographic support for their position either way. I would say, yes, that's mostly true. You can find support for riding sweet spot. You can find support for riding polarized. There are a lot of different ways to coach athletes. And I think that the biggest thing you need to, that you don't need to remember, I'm going to remind myself, is that every training session has an opportunity cost. Meaning, when you do it, there's something that you can't do. And maybe the thing that you did got you arbitrary values plus 5% better. What if the other thing got you plus 7% better? Just want you to think about that. Back to the email. 1B. It sounded like at some point in the podcast, if I remember correctly, you said the sample size of cycling studies is often just a few athletes or at any rate very small. I said that there are cycling studies that are very small that people then come out and tout and say, hey, we got to start doing this. Did you see the study? And I'm like, dude, it was 4 people. And at the end of that study is when they say, hey, this is a really small sample size. We need to do more research. But hey, this is kind of cool. So no, I did not say every cycling study is a small study. Number 2, your training recommendations and coaching is based on anecdotal evidence, which has worked for you and or appears to have worked for your athletes. I only recommend stuff that I've personally seen work is what you said, I believe. So I would highly, no. the research that we understand of, hey, why do you ride endurance? You want and go ride. Yeah, go ride. Go listen to the endurance podcast. Like, why does endurance help your VO2 max? Why does endurance help your mitochondrial biogenesis? Why does endurance make you a more aerobic machine and beast for this aerobic sport? Because of all the things that people have studied over the years in the basics of endurance training. Why do we train VO2 max? Because of all the things that we have learned from science in VO2 max training from very valid studies. What do we know about intermittent fasting from the study with seven people that was done by someone who's trying to, you know, get published or has a reason to be talking about this? That's not valid. So the things that I use to coach people with are things that I was taught from Jason, from Mike, from my own learning, from constantly studying, from going to Training Peaks courses, from seeing what other coaches are doing, to asking questions, to having podcasts like this and starting conversations, and then having athletes do them, and then seeing if it works for them or not. What works for one of my athletes, X, we might try and Y, and it doesn't jive. And we need to figure out, like, wait, that's interesting. Why does that not work? That's the do your own research part. Does it apply to you? And I really hope people don't think I'm knocking science. I love science. I just hate that people use science to sell something and they make it a flashy headline and it's super bogus. You know, you don't come to the Evoke site and instantly get slammed with buy this for $14.99. And I'm not going to actually put a podcast out of this item because I don't want this idea to get stolen, but we're trying to build community around people and beyond a coaching service. I love coaching athletes. I much more love seeing a community being built that uplifts and supports each other off of the training side of things. I understand this is a training and racing podcast, but it's also a make friends, be part of a community, and feel good about yourself podcast. So back to the email. So I kind of think this is a problematic place in which to leave to the discussion because it leaves me some unanswered questions. So what's the purpose of all these widely cited cycling studies? Presumably their authors at least imagine them to be defensible and to survive contact with reality, peer review, etc. I'm not knocking the studies. I am knocking how people see a flashy headline, don't read the study, don't care that there's not many people in it, don't care that the authors literally say you need to do more research, and they're like, this is what everybody's saying now. It's like, dude, that's not what they're saying. And then it gets on the YouTube video and everyone's talking about it, like, you got to do this. And then a few people actually read the whole thing and they're like, guys, like, did you check this out? And most of the time people don't change what they do anyway, so it doesn't matter. You know, people get in a rut and do this. A lot of people do the same training. Trust me, I've looked at a lot of training calendars. So I don't even know why I care to post about this, but like it's just the flashy headlines when it's not backed up, it drives me kind of nuts. And kudos to Frank Overton. I can't remember what podcast it was or what show, and he calls him like internet scientists. Like, Frank is a legit biologist, and he just said, I think even on our podcast that we did, just, you know, people aren't doing, they're not digging into the research enough, so it's hard to tell what is. And it's not bad research. It's just unfinished research, right? When they say we need to do more research, it doesn't mean that they're doing a bad thing. It means that cyclists are taking it and flailing it out there like this is the new gospel. Okay, so scrolling through this guy's email, and I think that was the last point. So again, okay. Oh, sorry. I knew there was one more. Does this mean that athletic coaching, or at least cycling coaching, is fundamentally an unscientific endeavor and that none of its theories have any recourse to a scientific foundation? No. Again, the things we know about the big topics, why do you ride endurance? What do people think about riding closer to, we'll say it in, if you ride in tempo, what do people think about when you start to create energy through the glycolytic system? How does that affect your endurance activity in sports? What are we doing with lactate clearance? And what have we seen from like lactate shuttling workouts. What do we know about VO2 max? What do we know about how you create energy anaerobically? A perfect example. We know that more is not better because of the way science has told us, okay, if you just only keep adding anaerobic energy, you're actually going to create more byproducts that are going to lower your FTP by how you create the energy. You're not creating it aerobically anymore. And this can become a problem if you participate in an aerobic sport like bike racing. So the science is super important. A lot of coaching is based on science. And a lot of coaches will disagree on the science. I definitely disagree with the quote unquote, I'm going to take this back. I'm not trying to knock anybody, but do your research to what your headline you are grabbing at. That's what I'm saying. There's really good research in athletic sports. It's amazing. You should go to the Training Peaks seminars that we had, the coaches summit in Boulder before COVID. Some amazing coaches, some just really great training topics going on. I think it's only open to coaches, but it's just a super fun meetup. That's a kudos to Training Peaks. Like, that's an amazing community to bring together. I want to do that for people that have maybe a step down of, not just coaches and not just training topics, but a community that's similar to the Discord, but in real life. More on that later. I'll leave it at that. So just wanted to post this as a follow-up so people don't think I'm trying to promote just what the internet calls bro science. The science is important. Just make sure you're applying it in the right way. So I hope I answered the questions. I'm going to follow up with this guy in an email. I actually thought it was just much easier to make this than type out a really long email back. If he has more questions, I would love to address them. Maybe I'll make that into a post of some sort so I don't just spam you with the same topic again. And again, if you have questions, if you ever have questions, I'd love to hear from you guys. I'm not always going to be able to reply in a day. I know that bothers people sometimes. I just need a couple minutes to read through some long emails when you guys shoot them over. I'm happy to answer your questions, try and help you in the training. And definitely if you have a problem with the podcast or something that I'm posting, even if you don't agree with it, I'd love to hear what works for you. The science is important. And understanding how to apply it to people's workouts and training and making them a better athlete is important, but everyone is different. So, I've had some good examples of people that I was like, wow, this is interesting that they react. So I have an athlete that races the best at the end of 3 weeks of training. Like, we have over a year and a half, we've been like, I really think this is like when you put in the best numbers, you're mentally the best. And we put his biggest races because if he's anywhere near fresh, like just a week into training, he does not feel good. I'm like, this is crazy. It's kind of like goes against what a lot of people say. And, that's part of it. So there is an art to coaching. But again, that's not – the art doesn't trump science. The art doesn't knock science. It needs to work together. So I apologize if I posted that and it came off the wrong way. I just get a little fired up because – I don't like people. I'm so pumped about all the cycling stuff that's out there, and I only want to be positive about it. I just feel like some people are trying to run a little, I don't know what the saying is. They're taking money, and they can be doing it in funny ways. So that's all. I just want to give you a heads up. Like, yo, do your research. And I'm not calling anybody out. We're all good. It's all good. Everybody does things differently. This is just what I'm talking about. Okay, cool. Awesome. Let's go. Let's crush it. Let's get it. Get it.